And this morning, we're going to find out what's trending as far as artists and music in the Cleveland area. We have with us Spotify Trends expert Shannon Cook. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Hey, we're doing okay. It used to be that music would show up on a Tuesday. That was kind of like the release of music, and you'd kind of find out
new
what
music
was...
Tuesday.
Yeah, right. Things have changed a lot. Talk about some of the things related to Spotify and the trends. What is popular? What are we listening to here in Northeast Ohio?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I talk about what's popular in your area. Pretty much what's popular in your area is what's popular around the nation. For example, Rihanna has the top song around the country and in your area at the moment. It's a song. She has a song called Work, which is what we're busy doing right now. Justin Bieber also has a couple of popular songs, Love Yourself and Sorry, which are very popular in your area. But there are a few songs that I want to point out that are distinct to listeners in the Cleveland area. And what I mean by that is these are songs that are streaming in your area more so than in other parts around the country. And Eminem, you know, the rapper Eminem, he is actually quite popular in Cleveland at the moment. Recently, we've been seeing a lot of streams for his songs, Berserk and Without Me. Would you believe, actually, I always find this funny, Eminem is one of our most popular rappers on Spotify, and his songs always show up in workout playlists. It's the funniest thing. I can't imagine working out to Eminem, but I'm sort of a pop girl, but I always find it interesting that his songs pop up in workout playlists. Another song, tell me if you guys remember this song. It was very popular in 2000. Do you remember Shaggy, an American-Jamaican reggae artist? He had a song called It Wasn't Me.
Kind of.
I'm just hearing Crick.
I'm kind of remembering.
I remember Shaggy, but... Yeah, not necessarily the song.
He was in the Mystery Machine with Scooby-Doo.
The song was a little bit naughty, which always sounds... The word naughty always sounds even naughtier with my accent, don't you think? This is a song that was huge in the year 2000, and it really launched this guy's career. And for whatever reason, people in the Cleveland area have been streaming this song recently, and they stream it more than others do around the country at the moment. There are also a lot of country artists who are streaming a lot in the Cleveland area. Chris Young, Cole Swindle, a young Georgia guy, Dierks Bentley, and Florida Georgia Line also doing really well.
Shannon, is this information used by anyone for any other purpose other than to say, hey, look here?
We're just looking at music that's trending. Music, we just talk about things that people might be interested in. I think music helps to identify people personally. Everyone has different music tastes, and for us it's always interesting to hone in on certain regions, certain parts of the country, certain parts of the world to find out which music people are listening to there and why they might be listening to music there as well.
Do you think...
No hidden agenda. We're just having a discussion here about artists who are popping in the Cleveland area.
You mentioned how somebody suddenly comes out of nowhere, in a sense, and suddenly starts trending. With social media, there's a lot of ways where I may be listening to something. I post it, I'm listening to it. Somebody who's a friend of mine suddenly says, oh, you're listening to it, I wonder why, and then they listen to it, and there's a snowball effect that maybe that builds on the listening.
Right, of course. And sharing is a big part of the Spotify model. We often are able to measure which songs are going to become big hits by how much a song is being shared. It might not be getting a lot of streams, it might not be popular yet, but people are sharing it a lot. And like you said, if you come across something that you like, what do? You want to share it with others. You kind of want to, there's a part of you that wants to take credit for having discovered it early amongst your friends. And I'd love to talk a little bit about music discovery, because that's a big part of streaming music. It's a big part of the Spotify experience. And I don't know if you guys are into playlists, but we have a playlist which we generate every Monday for you. It's a personalized playlist. And what we do is, based on your listening habits, based on the songs and artists that you listen to, we generate this playlist, which is 2 hours of music that you haven't heard, but we think you might like based on your listening habits. And it's been a really big hit. We've been getting it right. Can you imagine? People in the first few weeks, more than 1 billion tracks were streamed from these Discover Weekly playlists. So if you're someone who likes to, who perhaps likes somebody to just place new music on your lap and say, try this, rather than going hunting for it, I recommend you check out your playlist list on Spotify every Monday and look for this Discover Weekly playlist, because it is a great way to discover some new tunes. And, you know, if you come across something you like, you take it and you put it in your own playlist.
When you're getting that information of what we like, it's probably what, styles of music, acoustic, electric, whether certain type of vocalists. How do we know we're not sort of just preaching to the choir? In other words, playing stuff we like and you hear more of it. How do you sneak in the stuff that totally would surprise us?
Well, it's kind of a man plus machine approach. It's always good to have a human element in it and not just rely on software to surface all these songs. We're able to use data. We use algorithms, very complex algorithms, to surface all this data and to figure out which songs, you know, to surface which songs you're listening to, which songs you're adding to playlists, so therefore songs that you like. And let's just say you're a fan of Eric Clapton and you've been listening to a couple of Eric Clapton songs a lot. We'll pick up on that, and then we will also compare other people who are listening to those exact same Eric Clapton songs, and we'll check out their playlists, because if they like the same Eric Clapton songs as yours, we want to see what else they have in their playlists that you might like, because if you probably have similar music tastes. So we take songs from their playlist that you haven't heard, and we put them in this Discover Weekly playlist and hope that you like it. It's a big gamble, and we also throw in some songs that you're already familiar with and that you like, because sometimes looking at, you know, a huge playlist of new music that you've never heard is pretty daunting.
Yeah, your brain and your ears don't like it. After a while, they're thinking, give me something I'm familiar with so I don't have to concentrate so much on the lyrics and what's happening next. It's kind of fun for a little bit, but like any concert you go to, you like to hear new stuff, but you also like to hear something that's familiar to you as well. If people want to find out more about this, what you're talking about, Shannon, where's a good place to check all this out?
If you haven't tried Spotify yet, go to your app store on your phone and download the app, or just go to Spotify.com and start there.
Shannon, we appreciate your time this morning. Have a good day. And get back to work, as you say. Right?
I'm with you guys.
Thanks.
Yeah, exactly.